Rabbit Proof Fence by Doris Pilkington. Read by Rebecca Germain. Introduction. The trek back home to Jigalong, in the northwest of Western Australia, from the Moore River native settlement, just north of Perth, was not only a historical event, it was also one of the most incredible feats imaginable, undertaken by three Aboriginal girls in the 1930s. The two surviving members of the trio, my mother and her sister Daisy, are now in their late 60s and 70s and are anxious for their story to be published before they die. They refer to their sister Grace in the interviews simply as the sister we lose in Geraldton, or your auntie. This is the custom in traditional Aboriginal communities where the name of a person is never mentioned after their death. Anyone with the same name is referred to as Gurnmanu, which means, what's his name? Or have Inguberu substituted for their given names. For example, Adam Thomas would be addressed as Inguberu Thomas, following the death of another man named Adam. The task of reconstructing the trek home from the settlement has been both an exhausting and an interesting experience. One needed to have a vivid imagination, the patience of many saints, and the determination to succeed despite the odds. Molly, Daisy and Gracie were outside familiar territory, so I found it necessary to become a 10-year-old girl again in order to draw on my own childhood memories of the countryside surrounding the settlement. In my mind, I walked the same paths and called on my skills as a writer to describe the scenery and how it looked through their eyes. By combining my imagination...